And from the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton. Governor Mike Dunleavy has requested federal disaster declarations for two Alaska crab fisheries after their populations crashed. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced earlier this month that the Bering Sea snow crab fishery will not open for the first time in its history. The governor requested expedited disaster designations to jumpstart the process of sending money to fishermen in both the 2022 Bering Sea snow crab and Bristol Bay Red King crab fisheries, citing the complete closure of both this season. He also requested a disaster declaration for last year's Bristol Bay Red King crab fishery, which will remain closed for the second year in a row this season. King crab numbers have been on the decline for years, and snow crab stocks in the Bering Sea crashed between the years 2018 and 2021. Researchers don't know exactly what happened, but they believe warmer ocean conditions caused by climate change is a main driver of the snow crab's population decline. The running mate of Republican candidate and former Kenai Peninsula borough mayor Charlie Pierce has dropped out of the race for Alaska governor just 4 days after Pierce was sued by a former assistant for sexual harassment. Edie Grunwald's name will still appear on the ballot next to Pierce's since the deadline to drop out of the race has passed. Pierce said via text on Tuesday that he's not dropping out, but Grunwald says she decided that she's no longer running alongside him.
My withdrawal is not a reflection of guilt or innocence. I really just have to just stand up for just for the general idea of respectful treatment of women in the workplace.
Grunwald said she's encouraging people to vote for incumbent Republican Governor Dunleavy. Her decision comes after Pierce's former executive assistant sued him for sexual harassment, and more than a month after the Kenai Peninsula Borough publicly confirmed for the first time that there were credible workplace harassment claims against Pierce. Pierce picked Grunwald, a retired Air Force colonel, to be his running mate back in March. Grunwald lives in the Matanuska-Susitna Borough and ran as a Republican candidate for lieutenant governor in 2018. She was picked to be the chair of the Alaska Parole Board by Governor Mike Dunleavy in 2019 and has been a victim's rights advocate since her son was kidnapped and killed in Palmer in 2016. Grunwald said she's not calling for Pierce to drop out and still believes he's done a lot to protect Alaskans' freedoms.
You know, that's a decision that he'll have to make. But for me, you know, given the content of the report, let the courts work that out. And it's just a general statement for me that I support, you know, the respectful treatment of women.
Grunwald says she has no direct knowledge of the instances alleged in the suit. She says she hasn't been a target of any inappropriate behavior from Pierce while on the campaign trail.
98% of the time he's been with his wife. And the times that he hasn't been, there's always been other people, and his behavior has always been respectful.
Absentee ballots have already been mailed out, and early voting started on Monday statewide. It's been almost a year to the day since the Glory Hall first asked for a permit from the city and borough of Juneau to convert the space that used to house its emergency shelter into an affordable housing complex. A series of denials and appeals followed, but staff from the Glory Hall went before Juneau's Planning Commission one last time last night and finally got their permit. Glory Hall staff and supporters showed up in full force at the Juneau Assembly Chambers. There were at least 40 people there, and most of them were wearing shirts that said, "Juneau needs affordable housing," in plain block letters. 27 people testified in favor of the commission's approval of the permit, some in person and some on Zoom. They spoke passionately for 3 minutes each for more than an hour. No one who testified expressed any opposition to the project. There was testimony from people who had experienced homelessness and from people who work with Juneau residents who don't have stable housing. Reverend Karen Perkins is from the Resurrection Lutheran Church, which hosts Juneau's cold weather shelter.
I see every day, every night, actually, how dangerous it is for people to have not have shelter, not have housing, not have stable places to live. We know that. I don't adequately understand what the concern is about creating these units. Help me understand, if there is somebody who can, why we wouldn't have this.
City officials have denied earlier permit requests from the Glory Hall, citing the part of Juneau's city code that says construction projects in avalanche and landslide hazard zones can't increase density. The Glory Halls project would increase the number of units in the building, but it would actually decrease the number of people staying in the building. Four physicians testified. Emergency room doctor Jody Totten said that homelessness isn't good for people's health or the health of the community.
I think this is an opportunity where our community can provide for some people to become more stably housed, which I think would be a good opportunity for our community. And it seems that this is decreasing the number of people actually sleeping in an avalanche area. So I don't understand why we would not take this opportunity to improve the health of our community.
Commissioner Travis Arndt made the motion to approve, saying that he thought the project actually increased public health and safety by reducing the number of people living in a hazard zone.
We're working with the Assembly all the time to get more housing downtown. This is exactly what that does.
Commissioner Volkers.
Yes.
Chair Levine.
Yes.
The vote was unanimous.
Motion passes.
I feel like an enormous weight, like a billion pounds has been lifted off my shoulders.
Luke Vroman is the deputy director of the Glory Hall.
Some faith is restored that that our leaders understand that we have people that don't have homes and they need homes.
The city will issue the decision in writing by the end of this week or early next week, and the Glory Hall can then collect any permits they need for the project. In Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton. The Alaska Federation of Natives Arts and Craft Show returned in person this year for the first time since 2019. For Indigenous artists from across the state and outside, it represented a welcome return to the market circuit. KTOO's Adeline Baxter stopped by the market and has this story.
Inside the exhibit hall at the Dena'ina Center in downtown Anchorage, hundreds of people mill around, gazing at the rows of tables displaying Alaska Native and American Indian artwork. Jennifer Hanlon lives in Ketchikan. She's Tlingit and originally from Yakutat. This is her first AFN selling her work at the market.
It was actually during the time of the pandemic when I got into a creative spark and started to make jewelry that were ready for participating in any markets.
She beads jewelry, selling her berry and flower-themed earrings through her business, Strawberry Boutique. Her table attracts a steady stream of business.
You know, it's good to finally have an opportunity to be in person and to just see friends and family from across the state for this beautiful gathering and just feeling reconnected to everyone.
Earl Achek is Chupik from Chivek. He's carved ivory and bone masks and dolls for 40 years, and he's been to many AFNs before. This year, he proudly displays an 18-inch Mary Peltola doll with an ivory face, a kusbuk, and fur-lined boots.
I've done different kind of dolls, and every time I make a political doll, that person seems to always win.
Achek says he carved Senator Lisa Murkowski in 2010 when she ran as a write-in candidate. Then he did the same thing for former Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott when he dropped out of the 2014 governor's race to join Bill Walker as his running mate. This time around, he says he caved to peer pressure.
And I told these political doll stories to my friends in the steam bath. One of them said, "You better make a Mary Peltola doll."
The doll attracted a lot of interest over the course of the market. Representative Peltola herself even stopped by to see it. But it wasn't for sale.
Today, over 150 people took pictures of it. Hopefully, it'll go viral.
Achek says his business stayed afloat during the pandemic thanks to the collectors that are always interested in buying his work. Still, he hopes to make as much as $50,000 over the course of the three-day event. Other artists came from as far away as Arizona. Many of them will completely sell out of their stock before the last day. In Anchorage, I'm Adeline Baxter.
It's going to be a rainy couple of days in Juneau. Rain could be heavy this afternoon, and it's definitely going to keep raining overnight. Low tonight, right around 40 degrees, maybe mid-30s in the valley, with winds up to 15 miles per hour. More of the same tomorrow and probably into the weekend. High in the low 40s tomorrow with rain and winds up to 20 miles per hour. Rain could turn to snow on Friday night into Saturday. It's currently 44 degrees with rain and patchy fog at Juneau International Airport. This is KTOO News. I'm Jennifer Pemberton. Thanks for listening.